Hello and welcome to Yoga with Subhash. In this segment, we will be practicing the Janu Shirshasana, also called the head to knee pose. So let's get started. So sit on the floor on your mat with your legs stretched out in front. Keep the spine nice and tall, upright, and as close to being vertical as comfortable. Bend the left knee and put the sole of the left foot against the inside of the right thigh, bringing the heel as close to the perineum as comfortable. And try to keep the left knee close to the floor and the right leg fully stretched out in front. Stretch the arms out now in front, and while inhaling, raise the arms up slowly to a vertical position. You may like to gently pull the arms up to elongate the spine here. Now while exhaling, begin to bend forward, bending from the hips, aligning the chest with the right thigh and keeping the spine unrounded. Try to get to the toes, and if you can't get to the toes, hold the ankles or calves, depending on your level of flexibility. Optionally, if your hands do not reach the toes comfortably, you may like to use a strap which is looped around the foot. Once you're in the final pose, use your breath as a guide to deepen the experience of the stretch. While inhaling, elongate the spine, and while exhaling, allow the gravity to pull the chest closer to the thigh. Hold the position for approximately 5 to 7 breaths, if that's comfortable. Maintain full awareness on the stretch and the breath, paying close attention to the parts of the body where the stretch is felt most. This awareness will help you maintain the pose at a very comfortable level and prevent any injury. And while we are in the pose, we are also trying to maintain the right leg straight in front. But if at any time the hamstrings or the spine feels uncomfortable, feel free to bend the knees slightly. To come out of the pose, begin to raise the arms up while inhaling. When the arms reach a vertical position, then just slowly release the arms down. Just relax for a few breaths. And then we'll repeat these steps with the other leg stretched out. So now bend the right knee and put the sole of the right foot against the inside of the left thigh, bringing the heel as close to the perineum as comfortable. Try to keep the right knee close to the floor and the left leg fully stretched out in front. Stretch the arms out in front, and while inhaling, raise the arms up to a vertical position. While exhaling, begin to bend forward, bending from the hips and aligning the chest with the left thigh and keeping the spine unrounded. Once again, try to grab the toes, ankles, or the calves, or the shins, depending on your level of flexibility. If your hands do not reach the toes comfortably, you may like to use a strap looped around the foot. And once you are in the final position, use your breath as a guide to deepen the experience of the stretch. While inhaling, elongate the spine, and while exhaling, allow the gravity to pull the chest closer to the thigh. Hold the position for approximately 5 to 7 breaths if that's comfortable. And maintain full awareness on the stretch and the breath, paying close attention to the parts of the body where the stretch is being felt the most. Once again, this awareness will help you maintain the pose at a comfortable level and prevent any injury. To come out of the pose, begin to raise the arms up while inhaling. When the arms reach a vertical position, release the arms down while exhaling. And then just take a few natural, comfortable breaths and relax for a few moments.